call to order the July 18th, 2013 regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. And I would like Chief to please lead us in the pledge. Congratulations of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Chief. Fiscal Officer's Report.
Madam Chair, this evening Pat Myers is out of town. He sends his apologies, business called him out of town, so I'm going to fill in for him tonight.
Okay.
There's no fiscal report this evening.
Oh, all right. Made it easy. Okay. Is there any public comment? No public comment. New business, please.
First item, I believe you have an application from William Butcher. He is requesting to become a member of our Citizens Police Advisory Board. I've never met Mr. Butcher, but in looking at his information, he's a 13-year member of the Ohio State Highway Patrol Auxiliary, and looks like he's been in the business profession. But since we have no cap on our committee, I certainly would not be opposed to one other member.
Okay. His resume certainly looks quite impressive as to his business background, and then of course being on the Highway Patrol. Let me see exactly what
auxiliary.
Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
And then he provided us two references too from the patrol.
Yes,
one
and,
Delaware and the other.
I know both those individuals.
Okay, great.
Can I recommend the board, if you choose to appoint him, set the expiration date up for his term at March 31st, 2015?
Okay.
Madam Chair, I will offer up a motion then to appoint William
Butcher
to our Citizens Police Advisory Board for a term that would expire March 31st, 2015.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Discussion.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carconia?
Aye.
Motion carries. Should be a good appointee, Chief.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
And they are an asset to the police department and the community.
Mm-hmm.
Next item is a blanket certificate request for our National Night Out, which is August 6th, in the amount of $1,356. That money will account for our entertainment, another DJ, Mr. Meatball's product. We're going to serve hot dogs, chips, cookies, and we'll have water. And then Kona Ice will also be there. So it's always a nice turnout, and it's for the community, and we'll have fire and police demonstrations.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve purchase order in the amount of $1,356 for National Night Out expenses.
Seconded.
Discussion?
Kind of an odd amount. Did you have it that precise?
I think it's right, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It is.
It's good.
No arguments.
Okay.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Does it matter if we call it a blanket certificate or a purchase order?
No,
that sounds great.
Blanket would be more appropriate, or it can go to all the vendors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Oh, okay.
I'll amend that for a blanket.
Correct.
Okay, we accept that amendment. I believe Mr. Carfagna says he will do that.
He will?
For you. Just for
He'll
you.
Second that?
All right.
What a guy.
Discussion.
Okay.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfon?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Chief Gamble is coming here. He's running a little late because he's having a car issue. By the time he gets here, walking out the door.
It's so. the one time, you know, we're not, we're usually, we hold everybody up.
Yes. Next item, purchase order request. It's for, as you know, we have a speed trailer, and we've had it for a number of years, and now it's breaking down more times. It's down more times than it's up, and it's been requested that we purchase new equipment. And this particular equipment, we can put on an existing stop sign or a speed sign, mm-hmm. and it will monitor, show the oncoming speed, and it also, we can turn it off, and then it will record the number of cars and record the traffic speeds, and we can get and times, and we could get the average speed, the date, the time, and so forth that we're having an issue. So it's a lot more scientific, and we could direct traffic enforcement at the times that are required.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I believe you have that in front of us. The most expensive is the one that we want. It's from Radar Sign. It's $3,795. The other two are cheaper, but the other two do not provide the information or the equipment that we feel we need.
Okay.
Can I take it off?
I'm sorry. Yeah. And now the old speed trailer, it's still working periodically, but as long as it works, we're still going to deploy it. But mm-hmm. once it goes down, I would certainly recommend we're not mm-hmm. repairing it again.
Shall we make a motion, then we can discuss
sure.
and ask questions?
I'll make a motion, but yeah. is this for a purchase order then? Or?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I will make a motion to approve a purchase order to Radar Sign in the amount of $3,795 for the purpose of a new speed trailer for our police department.
Is there a second?
Second motion.
Okay, discussion.
So these are, all three of these are pretty portable units then? You said
they yes, they are, Rick. I believe all three can actually be attached to any sign, or we could put up signs ourselves, but that would entail digging holes in somebody's property, and you know, we don't want to do that. So we'll just attach it to existing signs.
So the radar sign will actually conduct kind of a traffic study, so to speak, a speed
yes.
study.
Yes.
Wherever we place
Boy,
it.
Boy, that's good.
Yes. And then afterwards, traditionally, after we deploy something like that, we're in the neighborhood about, you know, 3, 4, 5 days after that. Conducting traffic enforcement. Mm-hmm. So we try to give the public a warning, and then we're in there.
This is not to be confused with the concept of the red light camera, where pictures are going to be taken of your license plate.
That's a good point.
This is just a speed detector.
It's a public service to our residents to slow down, and if they don't, then...
Good.
Okay. So people... I can imagine when they see this, then they do slow down, or some slow down. Or
well, yes, you would hope so. Uh-huh. That's the intent.
Uh-huh.
And generally, they do.
They do.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you approve the purchase, it would come out of our enforcement and education fund. These are monies received, a portion from our... fines goes into the enforcement and education fund. We have to use it for any type of enforcement and
That's
education
great.
Purpose. Since this is traffic enforcement, I think it would fit in the guidelines mm-hmm. of that fund. And we currently have about $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we have more than enough money.
Chief, what if I'm an HOA and I wanted to request
mm-hmm.
this to be done in my neighborhood? What is the procedure?
Just call up, traditionally, they call up Lieutenant Thompson.
Okay. Does it have to come from an HOA? Can it come from just a concerned resident?
Anybody.
Can it come from anybody?
Anybody, Rick. We've never required somebody that has some type of title. No,
okay.
Anyone.
I mean, I would imagine you'll probably get a lot of requests to do this, especially on some
we should.
The cut-through type streets. So.
Yes. Okay. But the advantage, as opposed to the current speed trailer, We'll have more scientific data.
Oh, yes, okay, right.
My last question, Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Is one of these enough? Do we need more than one to do, or can...
We got all our information from Westerville, and Westerville gave Officer Hutchinson some good information. I believe they have four. Of course, they're, you know, they have more, the population is certainly more than ours. What I would recommend, order this, see how it works, and if it works, if it's agreeable to everyone, certainly I'd request another one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. And the next item, interim deputy chief. I wish Steve was here, but with both Dave and I leaving at the same time, it's going to put Steve in somewhat of a predicament, not knowing the personnel and so forth. So to help him out, we both agree that Tom Haynes, you know, he used to be our deputy chief before he went to the missions, would be an excellent choice. Steve is going to try to promote from within, but if that does not work, then he'll go outside. And he believes he can make a decision within a couple of months. But in that interim, Tom could give him some guidance. He knows the personnel.
Sure.
So I believe it would be a very, very good choice.
Yes.
And Tom and Amy just came back from Honduras. They were over there for 3 weeks, and they are now back. And ultimately, that's what they want to do. And this, if approved, this appointment would not go beyond 1 year, because their ultimate goal is to still go back to Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, we can do a motion. Madam Chair, I'll go ahead and make a motion to make a motion to hire Tom Haynes as interim director, deputy police chief at a salary of $76,854.96 per year, 5 weeks vacation to be accrued annually. Effective August 1st.
Okay. Is there a second?
I will second that, Madam Chair.
Okay. Is there a discussion?
So it would be for a maximum of a year, but
yes,
I would assume that Chief Gamble would be looking to fill that position.
He's very anxious to fill that position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sir.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm very pleased to hear that he's taking first look at our existing personnel.
And he is. And it's going to take at least a couple months, but in the interim, you know, Tom can certainly guide him.
Sure.
Has there been, have we had officers already apply for that? I guess, what is the process?
I believe his process is going to put it out to the officers, primarily the lieutenants, who are interested in the position, and then he'll review that and review their personnel file. So it is going to be some type of a formal.
I think I think he just pulled in. Yeah. We can wait for him. Yeah, I'd like to give him the chance to explain to.
What we did is we took the salary and vacation time off of Chief Stout.
Oh, we okay. Just,
that's where the motion came from. The numbers there.
Uh huh.
That's what he was making for a year.
Okay. All right.
Here he is.
We've been waiting 20 minutes.
Hi.
Steve, we're just starting to discuss Tom Haynes.
Okay.
And the question was asked, what is going to be your process in promoting from within, if you do?
That's a good question. What I want to do is I'm looking at the standards right now. And determining whether those are still valid standards or whether they need to be modified to give more candidates an opportunity. So hopefully that process will move rather quickly. And once I decide that, then I'll get with the with everybody and let them know what the process will be. I do want to talk to Tom Haynes about it and have some involvement from him in that process too as we go forward. So I don't anticipate it's going to be a real lengthy process, you know, maybe a month or two. I want to get to Kalia, obviously, and get a couple other issues straightened out. And
sure.
And frankly, having Tom around is going to be good for me as
sure.
a sounding board. So,
sure.
And to
sure.
teach me the ropes to an extent.
It just seems like a really good fit then. That's
yes, absolutely.
With the timing, that's amazing then. With
it does work out, yeah.
I guess Amy, his wife, taking over as director of the Delaware County Jail?
Well, she is also the interim director of the county, Delaware County Jail.
Oh, okay. The interim. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So she's, I was talking to Mark Barrett on Sunday,
okay.
and I guess he was talking to her, and I... So that was interesting.
Well, both Tom and Amy are very talented, but in this particular situation, he's going to be a great asset to Steve.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things you've been volunteering for these last couple weeks?
The first thing I did, the chief had a staff meeting June 28th, so I came in and talked to all the officers and civilian employees that were there and basically introduced myself, told them a little bit about myself. And whenever I've gone to a new area or a new unit, I've always told people basically four things: what I expect from them, what they can expect from me, what I stand for, what I believe in, and what I won't stand for. Because I've always found that most people will do what you expect from them
mm-hmm.
if they know what it is. So I try to lay out clear expectations. One of the things I asked everybody in the meeting is I asked for each officer to send at least one contact person, someone from within the community that they thought was a good person for me to contact with the community. So finishing up that list, I've reached out and already talked to a couple of them and introduced myself. I intend to do the rest of that. I've met with almost everybody in the department one-on-one. I still have about three or four more people to
mm-hmm.
meet. Some have been off.
Mm-hmm.
But I've sat down basically with every officer one-on-one and just talked to them and listened to what they had to say. This week I had lunch on Monday with Carol O'Brien.
Oh, great.
Or was it Tuesday? Carol O'Brien and her first assistant.
Oh,
and then yesterday we had lunch with the Delaware County Justice Association.
Oh, great.
So I got to meet and mostly familiar faces there. So,
oh,
so been meeting with a lot of different people, been doing a lot of reading, talking with the chief. I did a ride-along with one officer and ride-along with Chief Stout. So it's been very informative.
Has the chief been good to you then?
Yes. No, he's been very good. No, he's been great. He's
been great. And then we have two, Dennis Stapleton. I don't even know if I haven't told you guys this, but I can't remember if I did or not. But Dennis Stapleton, after incoming Chief Gamble was chosen, I emailed Dennis and the other commissioners and said, oh, hope you get to meet him. And so Dennis followed up and said, yes, we would really like to meet him. And so what they're going to do actually is honor Chief Taylor and welcome Steve. And it's going to be Monday, August 12th at a county commissioners meeting.
Correct.
And he's also inviting all the local sheriffs, all law enforcement chiefs.
Good.
Throughout the county.
Right.
So I think that'll be, I was really happy.
Yeah, I thought that, he did mention that to me.
Oh, good.
I thought it was a first class gesture. So.
Yeah. So that'll be a good thing to be at for all
good.
Of us if we make it. So.
And I've got all my uniforms in.
Oh,
and
all right.
They fit. So.
Yeah, oh, they fit, too. Yes.
Were you able to enjoy Red, White, and Boom this year from the other side?
I didn't go anywhere near.
I thought of you, too.
So not have to deal with that traffic is just a luxury.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
So I did go over to the Highland Lakes, and that was a very nice,
event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you could
smaller
enjoy.
Scale, but it was nice.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Good.
Yeah, I thought of you too, the night of Red, White, and Boom. And of course, then the weather, as it turned out, I guess it was decent.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. But, that's right.
I was gone.
You were elsewhere.
I was elsewhere.
So, we're looking forward to, we have an event then, is it the July 26th? In the Township Hall. People wanted to stop by, and then we'll have Steve there too to meet people.
Absolutely,
which is which is great.
And then August 2nd.
And then August 2nd, right.
As you can see, Steve's going to hit the ground running. He's very, very prepared. And again, we both feel Tom Haynes would be an outstanding choice as the interim,
okay,
as the deputy chief, but he doesn't want that, so the interim position will
okay.
be outstanding.
Okay.
So it's my recommendation that Tom Haynes is appointed to interim deputy chief.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Steve, this is also effective August 1st.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Not on the agenda, but we're trying to get the word out. It's getting out slowly, but people are starting to stop over. We now have a drug drop box for any pharmaceuticals that are not needed by the individual. And it's filling up quickly. It's going to be a logistic problem now for Steve. But people are definitely taking advantage of it. And it's in three other locations, Delaware PD, the Sheriff's Office, and Shawnee Hills.
Oh, okay.
People are definitely taking advantage of it.
So these are their old prescriptions?
Old, new, yes.
Okay.
Except for needles and liquid.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, do they need to come during office hours?
It's open 24 hours.
Is it
the
like
lobby
that?
Is open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's bolted to the floor.
Okay.
And we have a camera.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't think about it. Yeah.
Drugs, not salt, pepper, and spices that somebody tried to drop off yesterday.
True.
But it's just for individuals. It's not for companies. We had a drug rehab center the other day bring in a huge amount of drugs, and they said, no, we can't accept that.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but it is going to be used. It is going to be a nightmare, I believe, logistic nightmare. But
why do you say that, then? You mean
we store the drugs? How do we dispose of the drugs? And Chief Gamble's going to have a couple avenues to take care of that situation. But
yeah.
It's going to be a little logistical problem to begin with, at least.
Okay.
And lastly, Chief mentioned Kalia. We meet the Kalia Commissioners August 3rd.
Okay.
And we don't have the time, but myself and Dan, as the Kalia manager, will be meeting with the commissioners, and then behind us will be Chief Gamble, Deputy Chief Stout, and Tom Haynes as the assistant Kalia manager.
Okay.
So if everything goes okay, we'll receive our certificate that night at the banquet.
Okay. Okay. Boy, that's
Chief. I'm not eager for you to step down here, but. Can you talk real quick about summer activity? Are you guys seeing anything out in the field? Break-ins, I hear.
We did have a little surge of break-ins. And Mike Riley, our detective, sent the photos. The individuals stole a credit card, found out where a credit card was used, got the security camera photos, sent it out to other law enforcement agencies. Worthington and Westerville responded. They had arrested two, a male and female, just recently.
Uh-huh.
So Mike is going to piggyback on their arrest and indict them on our charges also.
Oh, great.
But overall, the summer thus far has been very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
They're just waiting for
a new guy. Test a new guy.
The new guy. Yeah, they're saying, yeah.
Well, I just know.
Yeah.
I just know in years past we've had a problem with people leaving the garage doors up while they're cutting the grass and people darting in and out.
Same issue. But some of that, I believe, after all these messages, I think it's starting to take effect. But still, people forget. And when they forget, somebody takes advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I think it's been very, very quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the crimesters are, the word's out there. It's a tough place, so
stay
away.
And Steve is truly going to enhance our enforcement, so township is in good shape.
Oh, yes, it is. It is.
So, thank you.
Thanks to you, Chief. And it will be with Steve, too. But, boy, very fortunate. Okay, so we're... Okay, we've done all that. And maintenance.
Okay.
Bridge purchase order. We're buying a bridge.
I'm going to take care of Bob Matthews' report this evening since he's on a boat somewhere. In early July, around the 4th or 5th of July, the township experienced a heavy rain. I think we had 3 inches of rain in like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And we were working, we had the trail completed and two large 36 or 40-inch tiles down on Big Walnut Place. Uh-huh. Well, that rain blew out the tiles and damaged the trail that we had in place above it. Uh-huh. And so after Bob had discussions with soil and water folks, we found the best way to handle this would be the way we handled the drainage issue on Africa Road with our trail. Mm. We'd like to install a wood bridge over top of that drainage area on Big Walnut, just down the street from the proposed zoning site. So Bob, I've got a quote here from Cedarcraft Products, and they built a fine product. They got a wood bridge. It's a similar price to what we did had on Africa Road, by the way. And he's asking permission this evening to have Cedarcraft install a 8x24-foot walking bridge over the expanse of the drainage area where we have the water area that leads underneath Big Walnut Road.
Paul, the question I have is this a bridge that can handle bikes, strollers?
Yes.
Any non-walking uses?
It's a heavy-duty bridge. The one on Africa Road, which this is almost identical to, will handle a maintenance, like a gator, that type of piece of equipment over top of it if need be.
Okay.
What percent of the 24 feet, so it'll be from approximately where the corner property west?
No, it's kind of in the middle of the HOA's property. It's kind of, if you can imagine, the stream comes behind Walnut Creek.
Okay.
And it does an S-turn and then comes up to Big Walnut at that point. And then it crosses underneath Big Walnut and heads southward. So when there's heavy rain events, that stream gets really flowing. With all the everybody's roof drains attached to that, and sheet flowing from the floor property and other areas in the area, other properties in the area that are heavily dammed from the church, everything is running downstream from that point to this area. So
they're going to put the bridge really where the trail is?
Yes. They'll have to take out that section of the damaged trail and put this bridge in above it. It's the only way to handle any type of that large capacity of water is to keep that ditch widened as it was before we narrowed it down with those tiles.
So the stream will flow under the bridge and north to south?
Yes.
Towards Big Walnut.
And underneath Big Walnut.
Underneath Big Walnut.
I actually went jogging on this trail earlier in the week, and I just had noticed it. The first time I had been on it, you could tell that, I mean, it's not safe, first of all. I mean, I know that we have emergency cones out, but it narrows, the trail itself narrows where the ends have washed away. But, mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing to prevent somebody from tripping, stumbling and falling off the trail into that.
Into the stream?
Into that creek, whatever you want to call
it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, the trail itself is narrowed at that point because the mm-hmm. sides have mm-hmm. worn away already.
Yeah. Okay.
We have another bridge like this down at Center Green. There's actually two bridges that Cedarcraft built for us. So Center Green Park We've got two bridges.
Oh.
In there. Yeah. It's a similar type of arrangement.
Okay.
Carl, were you thinking it's too expensive?
It seems a little high. I mean,
this
but
is installed. And we haven't had any issues at all with those, with the three bridges that we had installed.
Hmm.
No, they're good bridges. I mean, we take kids back there to the park all the time. It's just unfortunate that we have the expense of putting in the tile, and now we have an expense, you know, added expense for the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And the tile's reusable, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
all
we
right.
Want it to be safe and fixed right.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I will offer a motion to approve a purchase order to Cedar Craft Products Incorporated in the amount of $7,786.50 for the purpose of a walking bridge to be used along the newly constructed Big Walnut Trail.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. And discussion, my question, when will they be able to do this, Paul? It sounds as though it's a...
They could start on it tomorrow if approved today.
Okay. Okay, good. Sounds like, from what you're saying, Rick, that we better move on it.
Well, and that's another question I have, Paul, is, I mean, are we getting much activity on that trail already?
We're not supposed to. The trail's officially closed. So we're really, it leads to nowhere. We stopped short of finishing the trail for that reason, and also because of the proposed application we have through zoning for that applicant. So we chose not to complete the trail up to the corner. Plus, we're working on a permit through ODOT
to
put a push button crossing there. So there's a few barrels at the end of the trail down by Satinwood.
Should our signage be better, or
we could probably sign it.
Sounds as though we better do something more than we are.
Something is stating closed or something to limit our liability.
I mean, cones and barrels indicate that I just need to be careful. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm not supposed to be on it. So, I mean, if we have an actual sign that says trail is closed.
Yeah, trail is
closed.
It's
pretty definitive.
Yeah.
Paul, was there any grant money used in the construction of that trail?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure we weren't going to be in violation of a grant.
There's a possible contribution through zoning, isn't there, Joe, of the applicant to complete their section?
Yeah, the applicant had indicated amount that they'd indicated they would participate in trail construction.
Okay, I just want to make sure we hadn't in a grant said we're going to put a 10-foot asphalt trail in, and now we're putting a 8-foot board trip. Bridge. So.
You may be thinking of the application. We had filed one for north of Freeman Road, general trail maintenance, and we should be hearing back this fall. That would be for next year's construction.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But Paul, has there been activity on the trail or not?
I've seen people. Yeah. I've seen bikes.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think it should be closed at least while this bridge is being put in, obviously, because of the safety hazard.
Oh,
Once the bridge is done, because we don't know how long it's going to take to get the crossing
ODOT
signal and the ODOT approval.
Right.
That final connection.
Yeah.
I guess I would hate for the trail to be completely off limits for God knows how long.
Right. This is an important trail to us, and I think the people really want to be on there using it, so we better designate it as being closed temporarily.
Well, we close it temporarily then while we're finishing the repairs, and then we can, I guess, revisit.
It's
opening it.
Definitely not a waste of money, but
no, I think it's great to have that, but I would agree. I mean, what I saw with people on bicycles, they were coming out of subdivision and riding up the trail, and then I was stopped at the light, and they came up, and they couldn't go any further once they got to the property under question, and they just cut across Big Walnut.
Uh-huh.
As people were turning. And,
So
it can be a little bit of a hazard, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to reassure the public, too, that we do fully intend to finish this trail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not contingent on what happens at that corner. The holdup is on the crosswalk, getting the signals in, getting the approval to go through the right way.
You ready for a roll call?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries. Chief Gamble, come sit up front. You're going to be up there anyway shortly, so please. The chief can brief you as you're...
Bob has one other item. He mentioned he called me from the ship today.
Oh, oh my gosh.
He had asked at a previous meeting to get a purchase order to have some trees removed.
Okay.
Some of them were down on Collingwood. There's a bunch of dead ash trees along the tree line of our property on Collingwood. And there's, I think, one on Rockmore. And so the price that we had and we had approval for was $4,900. We had a purchase order set up for that, but the contractor, we typically don't pay until the work's complete.
Mm-hmm.
But the contractor offered us a deal where if we approved, if we got the this put on our credit card, uh-huh, he'll give us a 10% discount on it. So it's around a $500 discount,
yeah,
if we put it on our credit card. So Bob's wanting to... asked that the board approve an expenditure on his Visa card of $48.25 for the trees to be cut out of there.
Now, when you say his Visa card, you're talking his maintenance Visa card?
Yes, his maintenance Visa card.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve expenditure of $4,825 for the removal of ash trees, dead ash trees.
I will second that motion.
Discussion?
One point of discussion. If you, I think we had a little math error on our requisition form, because 4,900, 10% of that would be $490, and the requisition is actually for more money than 10% less, so I just wanted to clarify that. But if you approve that amount, it would cover the less 10% off.
$4,490
with,
okay,
let me do some addition here.
Yeah.
Carry
the one.
$4,410.
Yeah.
That's it.
$4,410. All right.
Yes.
Again,
sorry about that.
That's right. And I'm sure I will amend the motion and will suggest that we approve the expenditure of $4,410.
Okay. Second. Will you accept that?
I will accept
all
the
right,
amendment.
Again. Yeah.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Thank you, Paul. Yeah. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Joe?
I had a couple items for you this evening. The first is a nuisance resolution for 4141 Harlem Road. It's a bank-owned property that's been sitting vacant. The bank has mowed and maintained around the home because of the size of the property, and it's a flag lot taking access next to the neighbors. The roadside view as well as the areas around the neighbors' homes are not being maintained. We typically try to encourage maintenance within proximity to neighbors. In this case, we've asked the bank and have not had success in getting this area of the property mowed. We do anticipate with the passage of the resolution that they would mow it. So we would ask you to pass a nuisance resolution for tall weeds and grass at 4141 Harlem Road. We included some pictures as well as illustration indicating the neighbor's concern, the area that they'd like to see maintained.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I will make a motion to offer up a declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to ORC 505.87 relating to the property at 4141 Harlem Road, Galena, Ohio, 43021.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Did I do that right, Joe?
Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfon, you?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I have the original deed signed for Joe.
Okay. All righty.
I have one additional resolution. We've been presented a deed by the Romanelli and Hughes Company, the Romanelli and Hughes Building Company, for dedication of 17 acres of open space land along State Route 3. This was a commitment made by Venmar Village and Marisol Subdivision, developments that were presented and approved for rezoning and final development plan late last year and early this year. The applicant intends to continue process for platting both those subdivisions within the next coming months, and we had discussed with them the stipulation of trying to get this recorded in a timely manner. The resolution calls for taxes to be paid up to date and for them to file the recorded deed for the properties. It would be for two parcels totaling a little over 17 acres.
Two parcels totaling 17 acres.
Correct.
There's
about 13 acres outside of the road right away, which they did get credit for open space as part of their development.
Okay.
And to clarify, both parcels are along State Route 3?
Yes. They're along State Route 3. They're surrounded to the north and the west by the Genoa Baptist Church's property, and to the south, a 30-acre woods owned by the township that was dedicated as part of Venmar Farms subdivision. The intention on the deed indicates preservation of this land for open space and also notes the ability to use it for drainage retention, which has been noted in the, this is a low point and it's a pretty wet property. Mm-hmm. And then additionally, that there may be a road constructed according to the Delaware County Engineer's Office. They may take a path through this property if at some point they determine an east-west arterial road would be needed.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to formally accept transfer of parcels to the Genoa Township, parcels number 317-220-07-017-000, the amount of 10.736 acres. And parcel number 317-220-07-018-001, 6.679 acres, as noted by the county, the Auditor's Office of Delaware County, and I would also add subject to contingencies and agreements upon transfer.
Okay. We don't have to read the rest of it.
No.
Okay.
Is
there a second? Second.
I will second that motion.
Okay. Discussion.
I think it's our every intent to keep that land as natural as possible.
Yes. I mean, since it does abut up against our existing property, it is, I think traditionally it's been almost a flooded area, even though it's being farmed, and I would imagine that we would maintain it as such until we determine what the master plan for that whole area is going to be.
That's the only thing. I mean, we may need to, I mean, there could be a road there eventually. It depends on other development.
Right. Yeah. I guess what I meant to say, we have no immediate plans to do anything with that.
Uh-huh.
No soccer fields.
No soccer fields.
Exactly.
The weeds are looking to grow on the property since it's not being farmed, so I'd ask Ron, Kyle, if you'd be interested in looking at passive planting, something we could put in that we wouldn't necessarily be farming, but it may maintain it weed-free. So we may come to you with a proposal for a minimal amount to plant prairie grasses or something that would be native that may keep down the weeds on the site and also solve some of the drainage versus creating it as more of a well in there.
Okay.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfon?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I know Chief Honeycutt's not here to enjoy a long speech, so I'll keep it short tonight. But
maybe Chief Gamble would. Just to Columbus City.
Baptism by fire, yeah.
Right.
I did have three things I was asked to pass on. The first, Jerry Rampelt, resident, was invited by Dorothy Driscoll. I'm sorry, Jerry Rampelt was invited by a resident, Dorothy Driscoll, who sits on the Parks Advisory Board, to come and talk with the Parks Advisory Board on August 7th. He is the executive director of the Ohio to Erie Trail Fund, and they're encouraging residents that might be interested in learning more about the trail fund and participation in not just the trail that we have here, but improvements to help that trail get completed between Cincinnati and Cleveland, to attend and learn more about that project. Oh, that'll be at 7 p.m. Wednesday, August 7th, here in the hall.
Okay.
We have two zoning commission hearings coming up. One of them is going to be held for a rezoning of land. It's an old church site. It's been for sale on Tussock. Romanelli and Hughes is proposing the development of condominiums. It's across from Medallion Drive West, north of Lynetta Lane and south of Slane Ridge, if I recall. And that would be for the west side of the roadway there. That's a 12.7 acre site, and there's proposed single-family age-restricted condominiums on that site. That hearing will be held on August 12th, 7 p.m. here at the Township Hall. And then we have a third hearing for the proposed CVS by Genoa Marketplace on the northwest corner of State Route 3 and Big Walnut. That will be held on the August 26th at the Genoa Baptist Church. And that rezoning, it attracted a number of people the last meeting, so the Zoning Commission had asked to relocate it, and the church was generous enough to offer their facility.
Are we going to be able to have the audio recording of that meeting? I mean, do we have equipment portable that we can make available?
We do. We'll definitely make sure we have a podium and also that the board's equipped. We have the wireless recorders. The quality may not be as good, but we're hoping more people will show up so as to make the meeting more available. So.
I mean, I did listen to the audio from the last meeting, and I was able to understand it, but I think it's very important for those who are unable to attend that they can go and reference those meetings online, and it's of decent enough quality.
That's a good point.
Certainly important.
A lot of people are interested.
Joe, you had mentioned something involving Lynetta Lane. Was there a proposal?
Yeah, there's a rezoning for condominiums at the church site across the road from Medallion Drive West. It's kind of northwest of Lynetta there. It's in conjunction with three properties. One of them, a home was just recently constructed on. They're looking to convert that to a condominium. There's an old brick house there that they're looking to convert to a clubhouse, and then the church would be demolished. And
is that the one that's currently for sale?
Yes.
Okay.
It's adjacent to Shellbrook Ridge.
Yeah.
How many condos do they know yet?
It was a little shy of 50.
Really?
Ooh, 50. Wow. Okay.
Those were the two announcements. We have a Board of Zoning Appeals meeting coming up next Tuesday, and I think that's all I had.
On Joe, just a question then. Yes. On this August 26th hearing, who is presenting then at that hearing?
That will be aimed at the applicant responding to there are 55 questions posed by the public. We're going to make those available on our website. I've been having some computer problems this week, so we hope to have it up by the end of this week for the residents to see. If there's additional questions that they'd like to pose, we encourage them to contact us before the hearing.
Okay.
So the applicant has a chance to respond to those, but they're going to be resubmitting here in the next couple weeks a packet of materials for the board to review. So more timely we can get public comment, the better. I definitely would encourage people to wait and we can hopefully get our questions answered early on.
Have they closed the public comment? I'm not aware that they closed the public comment. So
they have not. They were not able to deliberate at the last meeting because public comment went until 10:30.
Right.
It's my understanding that they intend to try to deliberate at this meeting. That was part of their challenge at the last one. They wanted to make sure they adequately heard everybody's comments.
Are they going to allow for additional public comments at the beginning of this upcoming meeting?
I don't believe it'll be at the beginning. I think the initial response will be from the applicant, similar to the last meeting, just to respond to questions that were posed because the applicant really didn't get a chance to present their response to a public comment. Chairman Leo Wilhelm, he tried to keep the meeting running, so he encouraged residents to write down their questions at this last meeting so that we could get everybody in. That was a challenge to provide enough time for everybody.
Would residents have the chance to respond to what CBS says? Do you know?
With public comment, sure.
Yeah.
I think that's the intention, and then ultimately the applicant will be able to respond. So,
okay.
Typically, the applicant will kind of get first stab and last stab, and then
okay.
the board will deliberate. So,
okay.
We're kind of in that period, but we've had two hearings.
Uh-huh.
So, if there are some that have not been able to attend those hearings, we definitely encourage them. And I'll ask Chairman if he's able to ask for those that have not had a chance to comment maybe first so that they would have
yes,
an opportunity
yes.
to step in front
mm-hmm.
of
that's a good idea.
Chief Taylor, I know that I posed a kind of a homework assignment regarding some of the crime concerns that have been raised with regards to this zoning application. The question I have for you, though, is some of the other concerns that I've heard raised by the public are possible impediments to our safety vehicles resulting from any CVS going there. Can you respond to that?
Increased traffic? Rick,
yeah, with regard
I just
to
don't see
traffic.
That. The proposed CVS is across from the police station. And I guess the public is concerned that with all the increased traffic, it's going to impede fire and police vehicles. Personally, I don't see that. Generally, people get out of the way when they see us coming, hear the sirens and all that. So, no, I truly don't see that as an issue.
And I know
no,
I've requested.
I concur.
And I know I've just for the other trustees, I've requested a little bit of research into historically.
Yeah, tell Steve what.
One of the other concerns is the fact that it's a pharmacy. Drug abuse is obviously on the rise, that it could be a target for potential target for crime, you know, either armed robbery or burglary or you know, what have you. So I'm just curious as to what have the experiences been of all the other, there are obviously multiple pharmacies in this area. What has that experience been in other pharmacies? I mean, has there been such crimes committed in say the last 5 years in this area or even throughout Central Ohio? I'd like to see if there's any merit to those concerns.
And Dan's been charged with responsibility of getting that information.
And I can just tell you from my experience in Columbus, there was a time when we were going through a high number of pharmacy robberies.
Mm-hmm.
To be frank with you, that started to decline, and we felt it was due to actually the rise in heroin because it was cheaper than the Oxycontin.
Mm.
So people were switching from Oxycontin to heroin. Typically, they were robbing the pharmacies. Get the Oxycontin. So it started to go down. It's one of those things that it'll go through cycles.
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll find that they'll try to hit the pharmacies that are closer to the freeway,
mm-hmm.
closer to more mm-hmm. material, bigger streets that have more exit routes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to get necessarily completely ahead of the zoning process, but I, you know, it's something that's going to come before us here eventually.
Right. Well, we've had several emails from people, and one specifically recently was quite lengthy about the concerns that Rick mentioned. And although many of them did mention the increase in crime.
Well, our Kroger pharmacy, I think we've had one situation since I've been here.
Uh-huh.
And that was just the individual trying to pass a Ford script.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We have not had any serious issues.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, thank you for looking
Thanks.
Into that for us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Joe. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Good questions. All right. We have fire.
Under fire tonight, Chief Honeycutt, he's on the scene right now, a fire in the township. Around 5 p.m., between 4:30 and 5, we had a lightning strike.
I heard this.
At a home in Eagle Trace at the 7600 block.
Okay.
It resulted in, I believe, believe, a gas line, one of the
gas
line strikes.
Yeah.
The house burst into flames.
Oh, boy.
And our guys responded, and they couldn't knock it back initially, so they had to call out a second alarm.
Uh-huh.
So there's 6 or 7 fire departments on the scene, and the homeowner and his family were away on vacation.
Oh,
so.
Gee. Well, I guess that's good in the sense that nobody was hurt there.
So our department will secure the property once everything is put out. But anyway, since Chief Honeycutt's not here, I'll take care of his agenda item.
Everybody okay? As far as our firefighters?
A lot of the firefighters were overheating, and they had Delaware EMS, and our paramedics were on hand trying to rehydrate.
Yeah.
Red Cross was showing up after when I was leaving down there, so they're trying to provide support to the firefighters, keep them cool, along with our police departments down trying to help out. So,
gosh.
Sad situation.
Yeah.
But Gary wanted me to mention that he's requesting a then and now purchase order to our legal firm for the recent hearing that we had, and handle any of the costs associated with that. Got
okay.
The final bills in here for that.
Employee hearing.
For the employee matter that we've held recently.
Okay.
So need approval of the then and now.
Alrighty. Is there a motion to do so?
Yeah. Madam Chair, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the then and now purchase order to Fischel Haas Kim Albrecht LLP in the amount of $2,522.48 for consultations with the legal firm.
Is there a second?
Seconded, Madam Chair.
Discussion.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Under administration this evening, I have been given an invoice from Linda Greco for our third-party administrative fees for this year, which I'm not seeing the correct form in front of me. From Frank Gates,
is that in our?
It's in your. If you have your pre-meeting packet,
I've got that.
It's on there.
Yeah.
Basically, it's since we are part of a group rating,
uh-huh.
We engage the business of Frank Gates for their assistance to keep us involved in the group rating. And through the years, we've enjoyed great discounts and township savings by being involved in group rating. So. Kind of one of those pay-to-play situations, and the dollar amount is listed in your information there.
Okay, I believe that dollar amount then is $5,950.
That sounds
for
familiar.
It's the Frank Gates service fee. Well, I'll make a motion then to approve a purchase order. Is it a purchase order,
yes.
Paul, to, let me see here, Frank Gates, and I don't know what he calls his, Frank Gates Service Company, and this is to retain them to work with BWC, and they are, through Frank, then we're able to re-enroll in our for 2014 group rating program, which saves us $31,390.
Great. I will second that motion.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Discussion.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay.
Next, we did receive documentation back this week from the Bureau of Workers' Compensation. It's a refund. It's part of the A Billion Back program that the BWC was promoting. And enclosed, we had a check to the township for $48,401.26. And they, BWC hands those back, and they make reference to, and they encourage you to reinvest at least a portion of this rebate back into workplace safety and health programs. So with that in mind, I'd like the board to accept this check this evening.
All right.
Madam Chair, I will offer a motion to accept the check from the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation in the amount of $48,401.26.
I'll gladly second that motion.
Is there a discussion?
I believe this was a program instituted by our resident, Mr. Governor Kasich. So,
that's right.
We appreciate those funds coming back to the township.
Right. Great.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay.
I think that makes up for what we spent today, right?
Yeah. Right. Just bought our bridge.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay. Yeah, it was interesting looking through the claims, too, that were made in the past. Okay. Paul, I guess that was all that you had?
That's all I have this evening.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I do have another item, if I could.
Sure.
We, you know, there's a saying, bad things happen to good people, and I think we have a situation in our township that is a perfect example of that. A good friend of all of ours, and a good friend of the township and school district, and just a good lady, Cindy Crow, is, as many folks know, is dealing with the issue of ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease. And so there's been a variety of activities going on. There's one coming up. It's a walkathon with a twist. And that's going to be Saturday, July 27th at Central High School. Mm-hmm. Sounds like an innovative program and a way to not only bring awareness to the ALS, but to bring folks together and kind of rally around mm-hmm. Cindy and her family. And so I think it would be, Cindy's a resident. She's been very active in the community, school board member, school board mm-hmm. president, I believe. And I think it would be nice if we were to designate Saturday, July 27th, as Cindy Crow ALS Awareness Day.
Oh, I think that's a good
idea. And I will
idea.
Put that in the form of a motion.
Oh, great.
I will gladly second that motion.
That is richly deserved. I think, too, that the publicity will help Cindy's cause, and Cindy is undergoing testing right now and is working with researchers right. So they can use the results of her findings to help others, which is very typical of Cindy. Yep. I mean, she's just like you said. I mean, she's just a model citizen and just has worked so hard and for Westerville City Schools, and also has helped the township in numerous ways. She's a wonderful lady, and we wish her the best. So I think it's a great idea.
I always have to give credit to my wife.
Well, and Susan Gephardt.
Yeah. I know we all have been thinking
right.
about it.
It's
all of our emotions on this. So.
I want to make sure that the actual motion itself is even goes out, Joe, in the form of a press release. And so.
Yeah, we may even, I don't know what type of activities. I know some of the activities planned that evening, but I think it would be good if we could maybe at least get the information to some of the organizers of that. Maybe they can make the announcement, or we can have the media pick this up prior
right.
to the 27th. I mean, it's coming up here soon, but there
right.
would still be some time for them to get some.
Putting it on the website
more.
And then using our email lists so they
get
know
out to
about.
The HOAs, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And,
HOAs,
yeah.
right, yes.
All right, great.
Great, super.
We'll call Mr. Gephardt.
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Carl and Susan.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, anything else to come before the board other than announcements? Okay. July 20th, movie night, starting at 9 p.m. It's Madagascar 3.
Note on that, Madam Chair.
Yes,
we have
yes,
a sponsor
sir.
For movie night.
Oh, we do.
Tom Bernardo and Mayor Bernardo have come forward from Giammarco's restaurant.
Oh, that's great.
And they've offered to donate $325 to cover the cost of the movie that evening.
Oh, gee.
And they're also offering a special deal for those that are going to the movie. It's a carry-out offer that they're promoting. If you spend $30 in pizzas and carryouts, mm-hmm. they'll give you $10 off that night before
neat.
The movie. So
they're
hoping to get a lot of folks at the movie.
Uh-huh.
Chowing down on pizza and stromboli
pizza.
And cannoli.
Paul, I would really like to see a reminder email. I'd really like to see a reminder email blast go out to our residents about the event. Is that being planned for tomorrow? I mean, I'm talking about a standalone announcement for movie night, not buried necessarily among the other announcements. Is there any sort of a rain contingency? I know that in
the past. I don't know. There's a possibility that the theater could be moved to the pavilion, right, Joe? And it could be shown inside the pavilion if there's an intimate crowd.
Well, if it rains, there may be a more intimate crowd than normal.
There is some space inside the pavilion to show
it. That's about, okay.
Paul, are there any provisions made for fogging that area ahead of time? I mean, with all the rain we've had and everything, issue of mosquitoes?
I can have Ron look at that. Maybe there's a product that Home Depot could provide for us and do in the area.
Right.
Delaware Health Department, I don't know if the county has
a
fogging truck or something.
They do.
That
might be good to get them down there ahead of time. Maybe the night before in fog area.
As we that's have that a great idea.
Wooded area there.
Great. Good idea.
Great.
Better, I can set up the Cutter's concession stand.
Set up a perimeter of tiki torches.
Yeah.
Right here. Citronella.
All right, a lot of creative ideas. A meeting of the BZA is July 23rd. The Road Levy Committee meets July 25th, and on July 26th, a public farewell for Chief Taylor from 3 to 5 p.m. right here in the Township Hall. And the next trustee meeting is August 1st, and at 7 p.m. And then on August 6th, the National Night Out, which the Chief mentioned, from 5 to 8 p.m., free food. And this is always a big, they come out, though, to support the police department. But it helps to have the food, too. Anything else anybody else wants to announce? Okay. Joe, too, on the press release for Cindy Crow, that can go out separately, too, from, it can go out with the meetings, with tonight's press release, but then also a separate one too, to the media.
Make that the lead.
The lead, yeah, definitely.
Just a side note, received an email from Orange Township today.
Oh.
They're actually wanting to challenge our township again and Liberty Township this year on a softball match. So it's up to the trustees if you're interested. We could teach them another lesson.
Can we play for pink slips? I mean, they lose, we get their township, and
like a game of Risk.
Okay. I think there is some interest in taking them up on that, right?
I'm there.
Oh, yeah, Rick, you're the one to organize.
I'm all over.
Motion on the table.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Trustee Quigley's.
I offer a motion to accept the challenge.
All right.
As expressed by Orange Township, by the 2012 losers of the.
Okay. Paul, you want to second that? No. Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Oh, you're supposed to do a roll call, sorry.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Hearing no other motions or business to come before the board tonight, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at 8:14 p.m. Is there a second to the motion?
So moved.
Discussion?
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Make sure that